This podcast is a Bendigedig Media production.
Hello, I'm Michael Sheen, and you are listening to a Touchline Rant podcast.
Euros with Luke and Mitch. Dun, 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 dun. It's time to get your daily fix. Dun, 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 dun. So go and grab yourself a coffee, dun, dun, dun. Or maybe you prefer a cup of tea. Euros with Luke and Mitch, dun, 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 dun. And don't you know, they don't cost a thing, dun, dun, dun. So go on, give us a stream. It's the Daily Euro 21.
It might actually be coming home. It might do. If England play like they did last night, they can challenge anyone and give anyone a run for their money. Thank you very much for tuning in to today's Euro 2020 daily podcast with us here at A Touchline Rant. So, the quarterfinals are over. Let's start with Denmark. What a success story they've had this tournament, especially you know, in the wake of what happened to Christian Eriksen in their first game, to not only have that happen just in general, and then just play football is a massive, massive accomplishment for every single one of those Danish players. To watch your talisman, I think it's fair to call him that, almost die on the pitch in front of you, and then continue to play. If they lost every game in the group, it still would have been an achievement. It still would have, but to not only play, but to get to the semi-final after that just shows the unity in that squad and the belief and the talent. They are a very talented group of players. I said in our preview show that Mitch and I did, I picked them as a dark horse, and I'm feeling very smug about that, truth be told, because they have exceeded most people's expectations. I think pretty much everyone's, to get to the semi-final. They were great against the Czech Republic. They got that early goal, and then a lovely finish from Kasper Dahlberg, who's been sensational this tournament. Rounded things out. Czechs came back into it, and Patrick Schick deserves a mention, because he's had a fantastic tournament too. And the Czech Republic, you know, they weren't fancied at all, in that they were, you know, in a relatively tough group, and to get to the stage that they did is an achievement, and they can hold their heads very, very high today. But Denmark were the third team, the first of the day, to seal their place in the semi-finals. And then England played the Ukraine. I just want to mention Ukraine for a minute, because like the Czech Republic, they can hold their heads up very high. They came up against an England team full of belief and playing to the absolute best of their abilities. And for large parts of that first half, after the early goal went in, for large parts of that first half, they were going toe-to-toe with England, and they gave them a run for their money. But as soon as that second one went in, you know, it was game over. It reminded me very much of the Wales-Denmark game, which is the last time I mentioned that game because it still makes me sad. But it reminded me very much of that game, in that as soon as the second goal went in, it was done, finished. But yeah, Andrei Shevchenko and his boys, Yarmolenko and co, can hold their heads up high. And they've done their fans, their nation proud. England, there's something special about this England side. There is something special about it. To turn it around in 5 years, to, you know, 5 years ago they were knocked out by Iceland in the Euros. And as the media do, they were humiliated and they were harassed and they were, you know, all the usual shit that happens with England and the press. You know, they got on their backs and they've turned it around. It was a sensational performance last night from them against Ukraine. It was absolutely sensational. They are playing like a side that have no fear of anyone. And you can say as much, the opposition, you know, last night wasn't one of the, you know, the best in front of them, if you will, but you can only play the teams that are given, you know. Ukraine deserved to get to that quarter final. And that's how it felt. I mean, let's not forget, in the last 16, they knocked out Germany. So no one can say that they've had this easy run to the semi-final stage. Absolutely no one. But they are playing like a team without fear of anyone. And it's wonderful to watch. I was, last night I hosted another watch party at our home away from home, Little Man Coffee in Cardiff. And I was speaking to my good friend and owner of Little Man, Rob, about the game beforehand. He's English, and we were having a chat, and we were talking about how, as I've mentioned on this podcast, personality-wise, I would argue that this is one of the, I was going to say weakest, but more, most boring of England side. You know, like there's very few big personalities, Jack Grealish aside, obviously, in this team. And I think that actually that works in their favour, because there's no, unlike the golden generation, you know, you had in that side, you had these big players who were big personalities, you know, like John Terry, Rio Ferdinand, Ashley Cole, Lampard, you know, Gerrard, these players, they were big personalities. And there was almost, Wayne Rooney, is, you know, it almost feels like there's too many cooks, if you will. There was too many of those alpha types in the squad. And now you've got an England side who have those players like Harry Kane, Raheem Sterling. You've got those players, but there's an element, they feel more humble. There's a calmness about them. They feel like a team rather than a group of individuals. And it's showing in their performances. You know, they are together. Gareth Southgate, what I loved about it last night was after the game, Gareth Southgate shouting out the team, the players that haven't played as well. You know, he mentioned Connor Cody, Ramsdale, Sam Johnston, these players, and said, these are the players that are helping us get to where they are. He mentioned that he can't, you know, he has to leave people out from the matchday squad. And he gave them a nod and said, you know, they're as integral to the side as players who have been putting the performances on the pitch, you know, like Luke Shaw, who again put in a magnificent performance last night. Breathtaking. And, you know, he said that the unity in the squad and the togetherness in the squad and how all those players are playing their part too, you know, in training. And it feels very much like a very special group of players, this England side. And they can go into this game against Denmark knowing that it's a game that they can win. And they've got nothing to fear. And I can't wait for it. It's going to be... These semi-finals are going to be superb. Italy versus Spain. Denmark versus England. Four sides who have, in some cases, battled their way there. And all deserve it. It's been a great tournament. And I'm very sad that it's coming to the end. But we've got a few games left yet. But this podcast is coming to an end now. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back to preview that first semi-final game in a couple of days' time. But that is us done. Don't forget to follow us on social media at A Touchline Rant, everywhere you get your media socially. We'll see you in a couple of days.
Hi, this is the Blender Coach, and you're listening to A Touchline Rant's latest podcast, Back of the Net.
The podcast you have just listened to is brought to you by Anchor. This is the only place to get all your podcast needs. If you want a warm, fuzzy podcast from all them people, then you ought to listen to the podcast via Anchor. It's the only place to get all that podcast juiciness and stuff. Thank you, y'all.